What do people say now? Do they still say courting?
I don't think so. Used very little.
What would be used now?
He's going out with her.
And he would be called her.
I don't get you, Mom.
If he's going out with her, he would be called her.
Oh, fiancé, or if, then, because they would have to be engaged there before you'd call him fiancé. He's a girl, boyfriend, a girlfriend.
Okay. What did they used to call him? Did they used to say boyfriend and girlfriend?
In German, it was Schatz. Er ist mein Schatz.
Uh-huh.
That would be you saying that's your boyfriend. I don't know, Barbara, what his boyfriend, her boyfriend or his girlfriend.
If a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been.
I don't know what the little brother would say. Where did you get it from or something to that effect.
Do you ever say smooching or nagging?
Yes, yeah. They've been smooching.
Do you hear that word nowadays?
It's being used, yes.
When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she
turned him down.
And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
And if she didn't break the engagement, you'd say they went ahead and got
married or what? No.
Any joking ways of saying married?
Hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the
best man.
And who does the bride have with her?
Well, she has her bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would come around their house at night and beat on pans and
chivalry.
Okay. What all would they do with that?
What did they do?
Uh-huh.
They had bells or buckets or tubs, and they'd beat on and make a hellacious noise.
Were y'all chivalry?
Yes.
Were you supposed to invite them in?
Yes. That was a tradition. Oh, they got a lot of fun out of it. Sometimes they'd come midnight or later and get you out of bed.
Say there was trouble at a party. He'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else you say besides bunch?
I wouldn't know, Barbara.
Did you ever say kit and caboodle?
Yes. The whole kit and caboodle, yes. I've used that word quite a bit. The whole kit and caboodle, that means everything.
Where does that word come from? Do you know?
I don't know, Barbara. It's just a hand-me-down or what have you.
When young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dancing?
Okay. What would you call a dance that you'd have at home?
Could be called a housewarming or
okay.
Have a birthday party, something to that effect.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
Turns out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start?
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten,
you go on to grade school.
Which grade or class do you go in?
Well, it'd be first grade as a rule.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you'd say she
absent.
Or she did it intentionally. She